Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication.
Has been for years now.
Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins.
What?
All right. Well, we are just rolling.
We're
still in the studio. I know I'm in Canada now, but we are in Nash, Vegas, still rolling in the studio. Trying to knock out a ton of these podcasts.
Boom. Yeah. Set them up, knock them down, Daniel.
So let's get straight into the question for today. This is one that came from the Twitterverse. And if you haven't yet left a question, be sure to do that at speakpipe.com/newchurches. We'd love to play your lovely voice. Or if you're on your computer, just go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail, and we would love to play that and answer your question on this podcast. But here is today's question. How do you have a conversation about you wanting to plant a church with your lead pastor? So you're on staff at a church and you want to plant a church, but I get the fear, right? It's like, oh, but you talk about that with your lead pastor. Is he going to say no? Well, is he going to tell you to get out?
The first thing I'm going to tell you my train of thought within 5 seconds of you asking that question.
All right.
First thing was, well, it depends on who your lead pastor is.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the second thing that popped into my mind was, well, there's a reason why he's asking this question. Because
fear, maybe?
Yeah. If he had the type of lead, I'm like, well, you should be able, why is this even a question? You should be able to do that. But obviously, there's a reason why he had to ask the question. Because he doesn't have the type of relationship with his lead pastor, or his lead pastor isn't the type of guy who he feels like he can have a conversation like this with.
Yeah.
And he's trying to figure out, okay, what is my approach so that if he doesn't like this idea, I'm picking up and moving my family to another town.
Yeah. It is. I mean, there's that sense of, okay, here's what I'd say don't do. Don't not have the conversation. I mean, you got to figure out a time where you have the conversation, because the worst thing that you can do is be talking to a network leader or your denominational leader and asking and planning toward planting a church, and then all of a sudden doing it all behind the back of the of your lead pastor.
Right.
And then to say, hey, I'm going to give you 2 weeks and I'm gone because I'm going to join this church who's passionate about planting churches, and I'm going to do a residency with them, and I'm not going to do that here because I didn't think, you know, to plan the whole thing without talking to your lead pastor.
Yeah.
It's like the worst thing you can do.
Yes. It's like, you know, I think whether you are blessed or bombed in this whole scenario, it depends a lot on your posture.
Mm.
And it can't just be the posture that you come into the meeting with. This has to be the posture that you already have.
Yeah.
So if you already have a good quote unquote posture with your senior leader, if you respect the senior leader both in front of him and behind his back, I guarantee you the things that you have said in secret, he knows. He knows how you feel about him.
He knows when you are.
So if you've already got a good posture and the guy's a jerk, then that's on him.
Yeah.
Like, but you want to approach it with, he is in authority over you.
Yeah.
You are having to submit, at least, you know, at the moment, to this person's leadership. So coming with that posture is actually correct and right.
Mm.
But it's also, you know, a good practice as well from having that person respect what you're processing. I mean, ultimately, I would come and say, hey, man, can I process something with you?
Yeah, I like that.
Versus, hey, I've been thinking about this, or I think the Lord is telling me to do this. It would be,
yeah.
Hey, can I process something with you? Which means I value your opinion. I am submitting, you know, to you. I understand that this is a weird, you know, conversation, but I want to have this conversation with you.
Yeah. And it's you got to think about this from a long-term perspective. Because on the one hand, right, let's say you're afraid of the lead pastor's, your lead pastor's opinion or reaction on this because you think they're going to be anti this, then, you know, first and foremost, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I'm sorry that you have that relationship with or you even have that thought toward that end, because honestly, it's going to be really hard to plant a church if you don't have the blessing from your lead pastor. I don't know many denominations or networks who are going to bless that parachute plant without a mother church backing. And right. So if you don't have that and you need to find that, that's going to take time to go to another church and to find that blessing and to develop that relationship. So the best case scenario is make sure early on as possible, you are bringing your lead pastor into this conversation so that they can have that input, so that they can be praying for you, right? Don't neglect the importance of that spiritual authority and that spiritual covering that your lead pastor has over you and over the church. So be sure to be aware of that. Now, in terms of a hot topic, if you're wanting to plant a church like two blocks away, that's when it's going to be tricky.
Oh, you just moved from hot topic to hot take. My hot that's, take on that yeah, is yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't
I
do
don't
it.
Think it's biblical. And... Yeah, it's not good leadership, and you just look like a jerk.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life, you look like a jerk.
Yeah, I know. It
follows
looks like
you everywhere.
Split. Yeah. Now, if you're, this is, and that's why campusing is different, right? If you're going to campus, plant a campus like 15, 20, 30 minutes away from the original, from that campus, that is a completely different story.
Yeah.
In fact, even if you plant a church 45 minutes away, that's a different story. But to plant a church like in the same neighborhood, or even in right next door, like the neighborhood right next door, I mean, that's just, place yourself in that person's shoes, especially when you've been at that church and there's that those relationships, all the relationships are all intertwined. And that's why it's tricky when you hire someone from another church in your own city. I'm not completely against it, but it's a sensitive and tricky thing because, yeah, there's a lot of mess that happens.
There is. And, you know, depending on the guy's personality,
yeah,
you know him obviously better than we do. But I do think coming in and, you know, even the words you choose are really important, depending on, you know, how it goes. That whole idea of processing it with them and taking that posture, I think, is massive, because it can shift the conversation from the guy thinking about... If the guy is thinking about his legacy, and he wants to protect his legacy, it's either, man, either have an opportunity to position this where the guy feels like he has to protect his legacy, or he feels like this is part of his legacy. Because if I go out with the blessing, if I go out under the idea that this is, you know, something our church is doing or sending me out, or it's a positive, you know, thing, then it completely shifts that conversation from a guy thinking defensively to, okay, maybe this isn't the best thing in the world, but there's, you know, this is not a spin, but it just from a helping that person feel better and helping the church feel better, it's always going to be 10 times better for the church, for you, and for that pastor if you're blessed as you go.
Yeah. The other added dynamic, if you're coming into that conversation and you're just super excited about planting a church, maybe you went to a conference or you've been reading and God's been stirring in your heart, and you go to that lead pastor and I mean, place yourself in that lead pastor's shoes. If that lead pastor reacts, like if they hear you, like if you were that lead pastor and someone on your team was super, super excited about planting a church, would you really feel, even if you don't, I mean, would you really want to respond with a no? Would you really want to respond with a, no, I don't think that's a good idea,
right,
when that individual's reaction and their posture is that way? I mean, you're going to look like a complete jerk.
Right.
Right. So obviously there's the right answer of, yes, the Great Commission, we need to be planting churches, we need to be multiplying, but you need to take, I mean, this is it. There's relationships entwined.
Yeah.
succession entwined. There's so much of this that's wrapped up. So you just need to be careful and place yourself in that lead pastor's shoes as well.
So you want to get personal for me?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So Daniel, you had multiple opportunities when you were at Lifeway to go to different places.
Yeah.
And you would share, you'd come back and say, hey, Todd, so-and-so approached me about X. Just wanted you to know, or what do you think about it, or whatever. Okay, so first, like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
How did I respond? Or I don't know. Like, I'm just saying. Okay, and then I want to do my perspective once you do your perspective. But I think there might be something to learn here.
No, for sure. So the biggest lesson I learned when I left the church plant I was a part of in Montreal. It was during the exit interview, and the comment that I still remember to this day, and it's over 10 years ago, where the lead pastor was like, hey, next time, could you just like include me in the process? Or next time where, you know, in the future, if you're ever considering leaving, just include me in the process, include your boss in the process, because we're all on the same team. And he just kept on going on like that. And I was like, I could see how he was hurt, and I could see... first time I kind of placed myself in his shoes and thinking about the weight, kind of how I dumped the ministry on him, and he didn't really have much time to process because I was like, hey, I'm leaving in a month. And I did all the processing outside, and how that actually, I mean, I'm thankful that we're still friends and we're connecting and we've rebuilt that relationship, but I could see how hard that must have been for him. So that has really stuck with me through the years. So even when I was here at Lifeway, the reason I'd bring that up with you is because I think the trust between you and your supervisor, you or your boss, is so important. It's so important for their health, for your health, for the church's health. So for us, it's like I wanted you to be aware. I didn't say any of it because I was like, hey, Todd, this person's offering me a job, I want a raise, or I want this. I never came across, at least I don't think I came across any of that way. I just wanted to be transparent and share that because honestly, we're all on the same team.
Right.
I mean, yes, there are different organizations and there are ones where I was just like, man, I want to let you know this is happening, but I would never consider it because they are a quote unquote competitor. And I mean, I think that's just rough.
Yeah,
but I felt like we had the relationship first that it took time for us to build, but I felt like every time I shared that with you, it served to strengthen our trust.
Right,
because I knew that you were for me, and I knew that even in our conversation, you were like, "Hey, success is you actually getting these opportunities." And I mean, you even said that I know we're not going to work together forever. Right, because you have that developmental perspective with everyone around you.
I think too, what was really interesting to me is people couldn't believe. I think I knew from like March on, like maybe, maybe I don't know, like when you first. So nobody could believe that I knew for that. Like when we finally told people you were leaving, they're like. So how long have you known? And I'm like, well, he's leaving in 3 months. Yeah. I've known for 3 months. And they're like, what do you mean you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I knew he was starting this process, and you know, I interacted with it's so much better for everybody, I feel like, in that way. But you know,
There's that fear side, that scarcity side, that fear side that would say, oh, but if I tell them, then they're gonna wanna fire me or they're gonna find my replacement. And there's that whole aspect of it. And it's like, oh, but what if this doesn't pan out? Then, you know, I stay and they're going to think I have one foot out the door.
Right.
So it really does depend on the culture on your team as well. And
And
if you don't feel like you have the culture where you can do that, how can you be a part of building that?
Right.
And leading up in that way. And if you are the boss, how can you make sure that that is the culture downward too?
So true. Yeah. Especially, you know, because people will hear horror stories of, have, you know, my pastor or my boss or whoever found out I was talking to somebody and I got fired. And they were like, well, why don't you just go ahead and leave now? That is not good leadership. And in the long run, you're probably better off not working with that person anyway. But, man, that's brutal. So, yeah, if you're, if you want to DM me or Daniel, you can.
And yeah, we'd love to help.
Well, we're happy to talk to you more specifically. Just with what we know of this question, I'd say that's a wrap.
Yeah, that is. Well, thanks again for listening in. And be sure to check out the Making Disciples podcast as well with Robbie Gallaty and Chris Swain. They're a part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network family. And yeah, they have tons of great topics, great episodes around discipleship and groups. So yeah, just make sure to look up Making Disciples on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe today.